the celebration, the special feast, the eighth day after the resurrection of our Lord, that is, the second Sunday, after the first Sunday in Eastertide, has always been celebrated by the Church in one way or another. Another, kind of was summed up by St. John Paul II, again, in instituting the Feast of Divine Mercy. It's not a new feast. Divine Mercy, what that implies, what that makes possible for us, what hope, stupendous hope it gives us in an eternal future, all that is sums up very nicely the great mystery that we are celebrating, especially on St. Augustine remarks in reference precisely to this feast, the recognition of what a stupendous gift that we have received in baptism. Hence, as it were, the name White Sunday, or Whitsunday, that is to say, or sometimes Low Sunday, because this is the Sunday where those who were redeemed by the Lord and ultimately destined to a blessed eternal future, including the resurrection of the body. First, on the first Sunday, that is our Lord. He is the head. A great Sunday. This is the Low Sunday for all of us who humbly, as it were, gratefully receive his blessings. And what is the most important blessing here? Yeah, is precisely not something as to, well, I can go to the movies tomorrow, or I can take a vacation of 3 months instead of one week this year, doing my own thing. Rather that it is we have come to share in that stupendous mode of life, that glorious kind of life, that thankful kind of life that the Father sent his only begotten Son to procure for us. Thus in the third chapter of St. John's Gospel, our Lord makes reference to this point. The Father so loved the world, so loved his children, that he sent his dearly beloved Son to be a propitiation, to give his life for his. Here we see what mercy is all about. Not simply something we need, but something, as it were, that involves, as it were, the possibility of severe punishment, because sin is involved. And this is why, as it were, the selection of Good Friday as the beginning of a preparation of 9 days, a novena, for this final feast that concludes the octave of Easter. That we who were dead and liable to punishment, could be one with Jesus in his death. That's what St. Paul tells us baptism is all about. Our baptism is what it is because it reflects, as it were, what our Jesus calls his baptism on the cross, his very actual and very cruel death on the cross. He died not for his sins, he died not for his necessities, he died for ours. In such wise, however, not that we would die with him, period, but that in dying with him, we would win with him. That we would return, as it were, to life in a new way. That is the first great mystery. That is that is involved in this celebration, and this baptism with Jesus, sharing his baptism. Of course, we know we do it at different times of the year. That is beside the point. Point is, as it were, that when we are baptized, we do share the death of our Lord, in order that we might share in his victory. The victory of 3 days, the victory, as it were of coming back to life, almost as it were, immediately before being seen. At the second part, following St. Paul, and his life, why did Jesus die? To save us from our sins, that's why he died. To bring us back to life spiritually. And why did he rise in glory and reappear to those who loved him and had served him? so that, as St. Paul tells us, he might introduce us to a higher, more perfect life. The life that is given to us only fully and permanently when we arrive in heaven. And this is what St. Augustine admonishes all of those newly baptized guys who were with him celebrating this feast one year, to remember always, what you have been given and what is possible to you and what a stupendous hope is set before you. And with that we can understand, as it were, how we should, as it were, humbly ask the Lord to fulfill, to help us, to be merciful to us, to acquire those things that we need in order to be good Christians, in order to be holy Catholics, in order always to be ready, not only ourselves, but to help others to be ready for heaven, and to prefer always to be ever with Jesus and Mary in the Heavenly Father. Even if we have to sacrifice our lives in this world, even if we have to put up with all kinds of nonsense that is going on at the present time, there remains this guarantee of the Father, that we who are loyal to his son, we who, as it were, strive to walk faithfully in his footsteps, to become more and more like him, by becoming, as it were, as he became, a child of Mary. There we see, as it were, the whole program of our redemption and ultimately our sharing in that stupendous victory that our Lord won when he was lifted up on the cross and drew all to himself. There are many other things, dear brothers and sisters, that we could say concerning this feast that is called by its present name of Divine Mercy. But the important thing above all is that we understand what Divine Mercy is, and not think that it is something silly for, for those who are incapable of doing the ordinary things of life. Quite the contrary, actually. What is made possible, the great mercy of the Father, is precisely what makes it possible for us to walk calmly, even in the midst of great tribulations, and draw others step by step, it may well be, but draw others. The more we draw others in this way, the more there will be great peace in the world and preparation for the stupendous things that eye has not yet seen and ear has not yet heard, stored up, says St. Paul, by the Father for those who love his dearly begotten, only begotten, beloved Son. And when we are united to his dearly beloved Son, then we too are the sons and daughters of God the Father. And no matter what we suffer for the sake of Jesus, to walk with him will never be something that will take away from that interior joy that we know from being one with our Lord, of sharing in his cross, and to begin even now, before we have reached heaven, to share in his joys. That is, as it were, what we should remember every time we go to Holy Communion, and then, that this is the fruit of his sacrifice. It is also, in a sense, the fruit of our sharing in that sacrifice and a foretaste of the glories that have been prepared for us in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.